Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And that's where I guess the question sort of alludes to me is for those that are interested, or inspired is probably the right word, to shift into a more non-dual, do I call it a state of awareness, state of living? Where does the journey, how does one begin the journey? Is it typical for most people? Is it atypical for most people? Like how does one commence integrating this awareness into day-to-day living?
Well, something new, yeah. To look a bit further into the minute you start looking into things and investigating things, that they tell you the false cannot stand up to investigation. When you really start looking into it, you'll see a lot of these erroneous beliefs that we took on. A belief is not the actual. And that's it. Look in your dictionary, a definition of belief, an unquestioned acceptance of something in the absence of reason. Acceptance of an alleged fact without positive knowledge or proof. And all these facts we take on and think to be real, when you really look into them, they can't stand up to that investigation. Innate intelligence, life is just shit to throw the crap. Why did they take that on? Doesn't mean to say you won't still use words and activity. That's all the way it's about things shaping and forming. The belief in it. Well, not cause all the misery and unhappiness. So satchitananda, nāmarūpa, the five factors that pervade. Sat is existence, chitta is consciousness, ananda is loving to be. Nāmarūpa, name and form, they tell you, that's the body mind, is maya, it's illusion. But existence, are you existing right now? Of course you are. Are you conscious right now? Of course you are. Are you happy to be right then? Well, you don't want to be dead right now, so you're happy to be. So you're already in that. What's the search all about? Trying to become what when you are that?
Therein lies the rub. is the seeking. And the nature of, like you said, there's going to be a curiosity that drives one to peel back the beliefs. I love the way you describe beliefs, because at some point then it all feels like it's just beliefs stacked upon beliefs, to be honest. But then, yeah, then there's this seeking, but then there's also why are we seeking and how do we actually get there? Do you think there is... obviously, you met Nisargadatta Maharaj in India. Do you think this state of awareness is available for most people? Or do you think it's like destiny, that in your life you'll pop open into a space of where you're carrying the non-dual awareness more frequently than not? What are your thoughts on that?
Available to most people. all people. There is only awareness, presence awareness, that you're not unaware right now. Are you? And isn't that happening presently, right now, presently? So it's already there. So people, what they call when we lock into this idea of me, they call it thinking. We think we're dull or stupid, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means, what it was before our very eyes right now, that space like awareness, the basic space of phenomena is there, but it's not noticed, it's ignored. And we go into the concepts, into the stories, into the word, and obscure it with a go outside in a cloudy day. When you say the sun's not in the sky, no, because you know the sun never leaves the sky. But you look at it and you can't see the sun for the cloud. And if you question that, ask yourself, what forms the cloud? Then you see it, well, it's the sun that forms the cloud. The sun doesn't know anything about the cloud, but in its radiance, in its heat, in its warmth, evaporates water. The water rises and will cool down and condense and come down as rain. And that rain will fall back into the river again and go back into the ocean. And you think, all the sun has done is shine. And then that shining, it's fall clouds and things, but nothing is ever happened. You know, all that's happening, this light is expressing. And all these pattern shapes and forms appear and disappear, do what they like. But nothing, another thing has ever happened. It's absolute, it's totality. And it's a joyousness when you recognize that you are that essence, nothing but in what there's a sense of well-being there. Nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. No man that's going to be suffering. Or unhappy, all because thoughts, nothing either good, Shakespeare tell you, nothing either good or bad, but thinking basis. You're right. Look at the way thinking happened. Good and bad, pleasant, painful, happy, sad, loving, hating, positive, negative. Always in the opposites. But our problem is we take the opposites to be separate. Not seizing the two ends of the one stick. So if it's good, like it's day and night, so the sun will roll around and change it, they're not opposite. It'll change by itself. When the good comes up, we don't want it, we struggle with it, not recognizing. This manifesting the transient wants to be changed. When something comes up and we like it. We don't want, we like to go away, we keep hanging on to it. Not realizing the minute of how you love it, how much you love it. How much you want to keep it there, that's going to change. Like this body is changing right now in this moment, it's changing. There are thousands of cells not in it right now, them being replaced. And each cell is being replaced, knows what to do. It sends skin cell that replaces a brain cell. Marine cell won't replace a heart cell. All knowing what to do. But something comes up, we like it. We don't want it to go, so what do? We keep it there, try to keep it there. We resist it from going. Well, that resistance is conflict. You resist your conflict. That conflict makes you uneasy. Another word for uneasiness is disease. Now there's resistance, conflict, and disease going on in this pattern right now. The other way around, something comes up that I don't like. Oh, I shouldn't be thinking that. I shouldn't be feeling that. I've got to get rid of it. So what do we do? Resist it again.
Mm.
And disease. That's what our life's made up of. That's where all the suffering and fear comes from. Not realizing if things are left as they are, it'll change of itself like the sun rolls around the earth, the seasons come and go, the tides come in and out, and tsunamis will come, storms will come, and all settle down, left as it is. Fires and floods, in their life, all these things will come, but left as they are, settled down to them, that life essence itself will take it through.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.